This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Have you noticed one big difference between the last Trump administration and this one? It's that Trump is frantically cutting things, something he didn't do before, not at all. In fact, in the last week, we saw the Department of Education close down ostensibly because they had to do some stuff to take care of the building. Well, that was just the cover story. After everybody was ordered out of it, it was announced that roughly half of the more than 4,000 employees were kaput. Some of this everybody's talking about. Other things people haven't even noticed, like this. The IRS closing over 120 offices across the United States of America. That was the end of February. Fast forward to March 4th. The IRS announced it planned to cut up to 45,000 workers from its roughly 90,000 person workforce. That was March 4th. Folks, we've never seen this before. Other signs that something dire is coming, is upon us perhaps, is this. Elon Musk saying the country's bankrupt and that he needs to find and cut $1 trillion, even though they may kill him for it.
It's a lot more than insider trading.
The way they're acquiring wealth.
Correct.
And what other methods?
I mean, this is really going to get me assassinated. It's like, I'm not lengthening my lifespan by explaining this stuff, to say the least. I mean, I was supposed to go back to D.C. How am I going to survive? These fuckers are going to kill me for sure. I do think, like, I actually have to be careful that I don't push too hard on the corruption stuff because it's going to get me killed.
It was the sixth time he said something like that. At that Trump staff meeting, he said he had to get to $1 trillion, even though the death threats rolled in every day. Finding, that is, $1 trillion of cuts. When you watch Trump's frantic pace and Musk's frantic pace, you can see there's clearly something going on here way beyond right-sizing government. I mean, we love Milton Friedman and everything, but this is something else. And billionaire Ray Dalio, former hedge fund manager worth about $15 billion, may have hit upon what it is. He took to the airwaves, CNBC, the other day, not exactly a conservative bastion, and warned, we're on the cusp of the debt-death cycle. Now, Dalio's been warning for years about the rate at which we're continuing to accumulate debt. Look, folks, he's not a conservative. He's a big globalist World Economic Forum guy, not normally our friend. And he's also a fan of debt by the government, has been for a long time. He just says we have too much. Well, he's been warning we would get here for years. What just changed? He says we're here now, and we're about to go over the edge. I think that's super interesting because when you look again at Trump and Musk, they're sure acting like it's the case. Even weirder, Dalio's numbers and Musk's are almost exactly the same in terms of where we are and what it'll take to save us. Hint, it's a lot. But first, let me lay out Dalio's warning on CNBC, where he told the host that U.S.'s mounting debt problems could lead to, quote, shocking developments, unquote. The problem, he said, is not just default, the doomsday word that folks who want you to buy gold are always slinging around. No, it's something else. It's a mathematical problem, one we've talked about before on the Battleground America podcast, except he says we're here. Congress can pass all the record-breaking funding packages it wants. And by the way, this Republican funding package is an outrage. It has the largest ever deficit. It continues Biden's spending. It's a record level deficit, and it continues the pace of it.
So as it rises, right now for the U.S. government, it's almost $1 trillion a year that goes to interest payments. There's also a supply-demand issue for credit, like every other market, so that when we have a run a large deficit, and now the deficit's projected to be about 7.5% of GDP, when you run a large deficit, you have to sell debt to do that. And the quantity of debt sold has to come up against how many buyers are there. And when I calculate it, the quantity of debt sold to be sold is much greater than there is the buying power, the inclination to buy. And then you get into a dynamic when it gets bad and that debt service that you have to you can have selling of existing debt. And that's when you have real problems.
Ray Dalio went on to explain, we're on the cusp of what he calls the debt death cycle. He's warned about it for years. He says, we are here. We can't keep doing this. Even if we wanted to, there's just not enough buyers.
We just talk about a debt death spiral. And a debt death spiral is that part of the cycle when the debtor needs to borrow money in order to pay debt service, and it accelerates, and then everybody sees that and they don't want to hold the debt. That's where we're approaching.
How soon before we get there then?
It's like if I was a doctor and I was speaking with you about your condition, I would say to you, this is now very, very serious. All of these are major problems.
But Dalio says we're not done for yet. And this is where he starts slinging numbers that are very similar to the ones you're hearing from Elon Musk. Basically, he says we have to cut the annual budget deficit by about 58%. That's about $1.2 trillion. And he thinks we can right the ship. He refers to it as the 3% pledge.
What you need to do is cut your deficit from about 7.5% of GDP to 3% of GDP. And you can do that. There are certain things that you can do that cut it in a certain way that'll make it much healthier. So the real problem is a political problem. So we could get into the mechanics of how that was done. It was done in 1992 to 1998 as an example. And it can be done, and it would be good for the bond market. It would be good for everything. But you have to keep in mind 3%. In other words, it's what I call the 3% solution. The 3% solution is that you have to get debt down to the deficit down to about 3% of GDP. 3% of GDP with those three factors, that can be done. And if it's not done this time, I really worry. I think that everyone who's responsible for that, from the president to the Congress, should recognize, they should take this 3% pledge, but recognize that if they don't get it down to that, that they are responsible for the consequences that will follow.
Basically, he's talking about a 58% reduction in our deficit. So instead of the record-breaking $2 trillion a year, it would be more like $800 billion a year. We could begin to get a handle on this. But Congress members are so damn selfish, they won't do it. And we could easily cut this down into tranches so it won't wreck the economy. In other words, it can be done, but we have to act now. We don't have time to wait till after midterms, is what he's saying. To give you an idea of the shocking level of spending I'm talking about here, the current budget extension the Republicans are doing right now, it would add, this is the trajectory it spells out, it would add $20 trillion to the national debt, theoretically, if there was actually enough people to buy it. It would add $20 trillion to the national debt in just 9 years. The other problem here is if you can't sell it, you got to print it. And then you are in Argentinaville with your inflation rate. In other words, we can't keep doing this. The problem is it doesn't seem like we can't keep not doing this. Even with Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate, with small margins, there just doesn't even seem to be a handful of Democrats committed to not breaking the bank. Never mind, the Freedom Caucus isn't either. This should be the role where we cut about $500 billion in this spending package and then another $500 billion in the next spending package in September. They're not. And Trump may have gauged this as he doesn't want to fight with the Republicans. They're not willing to. They can't sell it. They don't have the votes for it. I don't know, but it's plumb evil either way.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So what he's basically saying is, you got to find a way to make the cut. And you could tell what Trump and Musk are doing. Trump knows this is a game of musical chairs, and the Democrats know this too. They know a bankruptcy is coming. They know the wreckage is coming. They want it to fall on Trump when the music ends. You can tell Trump gets this by the way he's cutting. But folks, it's not going to be enough. If you look at the entire federal workforce, it represents 5% of the federal budget. In other words, that's not counting military. He's going to have to do much better than this, but he's obviously looking for every nickel under the sofa cushions. So's Elon Musk, who understands it's worth risking his life, which shows you the severity of it. What happens over the next couple of years if we don't do this? Well, here's what Dalio told CNBC. It would result in restructuring of the debt, the U.S. applying pressure on other countries to buy the debt, basically in desperation, or even cutting off payments to some creditor countries. That's default. It's just a nice way of saying it. Here's a Dalio quote from that interview. Just as we are seeing political and geopolitical shifts that seem unimaginable to most people, he's talking about NATO, if you just look at history, you will see things repeating over and over again. Dalio said, we will be surprised by some of the developments that will seem equally shocking as those developments that we have seen. So bottom line, folks, without the Republicans in Congress helping much with this, and look, if they can't get this now, let's not kid ourselves, they're not going to pass the Doge cuts in September if they can't get the numbers now. It's not going to happen. But without the Republicans helping in Congress, except helping themselves to more of the payola, What are the options? Trump's got to win in court. He's got to win the ability to cut. Standing in his way, Amy Coney Barrett, who I railed against at the time, thought she was a disaster for the Supreme Court. I was right. And John Roberts, who voted with the Democrats to say, no, we got to keep spending the money. These, you know, low-level federal judges could tell the Trump, tell the president what to do. That's terrifying. But there's an upside. And Hugh Hewitt, radio host, put it best. If the Senate Democrats manage to shut down the government, and here's what's going on. This budget bill only needs a majority, so 50 plus one to pass. But to get cloture, they need 60 votes, right? So that's the Democrats looking to shut this budget bill down. They're kind of in a bad place. Here's why, and I'm going to quote him. If the Senate Democrats shutter most of the government by voting down the CR, they will empower President Trump, Elon Musk, and Russell Vogt to pair the federal government workforce to its genuinely essential size, most of which will be at the Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, and DOJ. The entitlement checks will still go out, but everything else will stop. The employees won't get paid. And I suspect this time, those who are recalled to work eventually won't get back pay. The president should also keep the lost cost, high value, high visibility stuff like the Washington Monument, Mount Rushmore parking lot, etc., open and not punish the citizenry as President Obama did. But a long shutdown will reveal in stark terms what we must have and what can be cut. Don't be surprised if more than half of the 2.1 million civilian federal employees never come back to work. That's going to have to happen. Don't be surprised if the Article 2 authority of the president comes into full play and appropriate and constitutional use. In short, this is a potentially pivotal moment. Yeah, it is, for a big and lasting breaking with an out of control federal bureaucracy. I hope President Trump takes full advantage of the unhinged politics of the left that have taken over the Democrats and uses their break with mainstream America to do fundamental reset of constitutional government. Yahoo News puts it another way about the dilemma facing the Democrats. Now Senate Democrats face a dilemma, they write. Shut down the government, which they've always railed against Republicans for doing. And by the way, they've always won this in the court of opinion. It always turns on the party that shuts down government. That's why Democrats have always been the ones winning and we've always been the ones losing because we always get the blame for it. Shut down the government or agree to a spending deal that would allow President Trump to continue advancing policies they disagree with. This is the final thing you got to understand here to make this make sense. Folks, this week, we just busted Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. He had a $370 billion slush fund, Green New Deal money, and he was handing it out to Democrat nonprofits, most of which were less than a year old. Kamala Harris herself, this is so outrageous, took a $7 billion check to a Democrat-run nonprofit in Bethesda, Maryland. Not million, that'd be outrageous. No, billion-dollar check. So I can tell you what's happening right now. This is why the Democrats are up against a wall. Because all of these people that they demanded donate millions and millions of dollars will pay you on the back end, will run printed money, you know, will run borrowed money through your nonprofits, but you got to give us a cut of it. They're all blowing up Democrat cell phones on the Hill, saying, wait, wait, no, you said you got to print, I got to pay for my three mansions. Folks, this is why the zip code of D.C. and around D.C. have the highest per capita incomes and the most expensive real estate in total of the entire country. It's because they siphon this money off. And so all of these people have been feeding at the teat for all these years. I guarantee you are screaming and yelling at the Democrats, do anything you can to stop Doge. Because it's the end of their payday. I mean, folks, right there is just $375 billion. They have to look like they're stopping this agenda or it's going to piss off all of the people who depend on them for a payday. And that's pretty much their whole base. Unfortunately, they got another problem, though, because if they do shut down the government again, it puts Trump's budget director, Russ Vogt, in the driver's seat. And it gives Trump a lot more leeway to tell the courts he's cutting. In short, their backs up against a wall. The best they can hope for is that the Republicans somehow get blamed for the shutdown. But if the funding and the government are up and running, they still have the recourse of suing to keep the money going out the door. So in other words, mid-level Democrat bureaucrats who Trump can't fire Or who aren't Trump appointees will still continue to try to shove the money out the door. Democrats will sue to get it going out the door. And that's the really disappointing thing here. Again, I did a previous podcast on it. If Republicans had just included a single paragraph authorizing Trump or Doge or Trump and Doge to make these cuts, they would be untouchable in court. We could really save this country. But we're going to have to fight Democrats and some lot of selfish Republicans to be allowed to do it, because nobody's talking about what Dalio is, and we are running out of time.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.